offering our humble pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet. Dear listeners, we welcome you to this week's episode of Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. For those of you who are regular listeners of our program, you'll know that we follow the 1990 summer course series. We've completed 14 discourses in that series, and we've had the pleasure of having innumerable number of guests on the show. We've had so many people from the institute, some people who've been veteran Balvikas teachers, and definitely the show has enjoyed the company of such people. And today we are very glad to have one more such honored guest in our show. On behalf of all of you, I invite Ved Narayan sir to the program. Sai Ram sir.
Sai Ram.
And it would not be an overstatement to say that none of you need an introduction to Ved Narayan sir. He is one of the senior most teachers from our higher secondary school. He's been a student of Swami for, I think, in the early 70s. That's what I believe. So he came to Swami, and ever since, he's not only been a student in the school and the university, but he has been a student of Swami, and we all know that there is a lot of difference between the two, and that is why we are very, very happy to have him on the show. As always, I used to have Brother Sai Prakash to host the show with me, but today I have my brother Ganesh, who is also a member of the Radio Sai team. He is going to be co-hosting the show with me. Sai Ram Ganesh.
Sai Ram.
And Sai Ram to you, sir.
Sai Ram. Sai Ram.
So this particular concept of a summer course, you know, here is a institution which is going to teach you secular degrees. It is beginning with a course which is on Indian culture and spirituality. And very, very unequivocally, Swami is making a statement, what I have drawn you all here for. And I'm sure sir has been blessed with the privilege of being a witness and being a part of many such summer courses. It would be wonderful to hear from you, sir, about those experiences of being in those summer courses and the involvement which Swami used to have when these summer courses were held.
I think the summer courses started way back in 1972, if I correctly remember. And from then onwards, I think it was in 1975, Swami had the summer showers in Blue Mountains, that is in Ooty.
In Ooty.
In 1975. And from 76 onwards, regularly we were having in Vrindavan. See, those days, oh, the excitement, it used to start even couple of months before. And it is not like nowadays, just for 3 days or for 1 week. It was actually for 1 month, for 1 month long period. And we all used to wait for it. And those were the days I still remember that Swami had given in charge to take care of things to Professor Sachdev.
Okay.
So he used to set up his office around in the month of February in Vrindavan, a separate office which Swami himself used to come and see that everything is. Then only he will start his inviting people. He used to send invitation. And those were the time when we used to have the best of speakers from all over India. Like, for example, to talk on the Vedanta, a subject like Vedanta,
right,
we used to have none other than Professor T.M.P. Mahadevan, who is a well-renowned person.
Okay.
And on world religions, we used to have Professor Rajaratnam, who incidentally happened to be a student of Professor Kasturi.
Oh,
and the way in which they used to explain the concept, it was something amazing. And the way in which Swami used to involve himself was something from morning till evening. In fact, our day used to start around morning 5 o'clock with Omkaram Suprabhatam. And after that, every day we used to have Nagara Sankirtan. And once we finished the Nagara Sankirtanam and we entered the portals of Vrindavan, and Swami used to come on the balcony. And he used to come and stand there. And he used to enjoy the songs till he used to indicate for Aarti.
Okay.
You know, those were the good old days that whoever wants to take Aarti, they can take Aarti. So there used to be nearly around 25-50 plates of Aarti. Everybody used to bring their own Aarti.
Okay.
And Swami used to wait till the arati is over and Jai Bolo Bhagavan Sri Sai Baba is. I still vividly remember that early morning hours. No? And Swami's balcony used to be such that just behind him there is nothing. It is the blue sky. And Swami standing there and blissfully and giving the beat for our bhajans and taking finally the arati. Oh, it has been such a wonderful time we had. After that, of course, we used to come back to hostel and we used to have the yoga abhyasa for half an hour or so.
Okay.
Then after our regular breakfast around 9:30, we used to wait for Swami to give darshan in Sairam Shed.
Okay.
And those were the days it was Sairam Shed used to be
right.
There. Okay, there is
the
no Sai Ramesh Hall under the tree. Then we used to go to the college. And where you used to have the olden days, the summer course was inside Vrindavan campus itself, just behind Swami's old bungalow.
Hmm. Right.
So anytime Swami can, there used to be staircase from behind Swami's bungalow, and Swami used to come down through that, and he used to spend time. But these were now in from 76 onwards, it had shifted to the new institute. But Swami had also inaugurated that new building and the new auditorium in the Vrindavan campus, that college auditorium. So we used to have then onwards the classes there. And we were so blessed to have Swami in each and every session. He used to come and he used to sit for all the lectures. And sometimes of course there used to be designated separate simhasanam for Swami in the front itself.
Right.
But Swami used to be so casual that he'll suddenly come in between the rows and he'll ask one of the boys to get up and he used to sit down there.
Mm-hmm.
And we will always love to sit around his feet.
Right.
Because that is the time we can do some padaseva.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to sit around him. And all the lectures used to go on. And of course, Swami used to make critical remarks about this, about the speeches, what the scholars give. And after that, we all used to go for lunch. And lunch session is such that we will wait because Swami used to come for lunch. Swami used to come back
every day.
He used to come. He used to personally bless all the items. Then only boys are allowed inside with the, then they'll take the plate and they'll go and settle down. And after everybody settles down, till then Swami will wait. Then we used to have Brahmarpanam prayer and Swami used to, of course Swami, after immediately after the Brahmarpanam prayer, it takes only 2-3 minutes for him to have his lunch. He'll finish that, then he'll go around making sure that each and every children, they eat nicely. And Swami used to be, if somebody leaves out something in the plate, Swami used to comment that you should not waste food. So we used to have among ourselves a competition. So that we used to make the plate so clean that nothing else will be left in the plate. So that at least we will get a smile from Swami. For that precious smile, we will ready to do anything. No, there are days when I have seen my other brothers doing it. There are days when Swami, you don't get Swami's attention, no?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, they'll purposely put a plaster on their, prominently on their face and come. So, something like that, immediately Swami's attention will be there and Swami asks, "Hey Mira, am I in thee?" With all the full love and concern he'll ask. Then he'll say, "No Swami, that one small," something he'll say and patch it up. What actually he wants the attention from Swami and he got it that. So it was worth it. Like that, boys used to do so many wonderful things. And once after we finished, Swami used to go to that Kalyana Mandap where the Anandapur sisters used to stay there.
Okay.
And their lunch used to be there and the Swami used to bless them also before going to the Mandir. Then we have the afternoon sessions, 1 hour or so. And evening again by 5 o'clock. In fact, those days, Swami used to send the tiffin and coffee to the college itself, to the auditorium, so that children did not waste time by going back to hostel and coming again. So we used to have that, and we used to wait for Swami and the Swami used to come. And every day evening after the, and we had the great good fortune being the part of the Vedam group, we used to welcome Swami. The moment Swami used to get down from the car, we used to welcome him every day from the main gate itself.
Okay.
And we used to bring him in procession onto the stage. Every day, each and every day. Then we used to go onto the stage. Once the Vedam is over, we used to get the Padanamaskar from Swami. And after that, the each day's proceedings, the summary reading will be there.
Okay.
One from the one boy will be selected from the boy's side, and one girl will be selected from the girl's side. See, those were the days were where children for the summer course, they are selected from all over India.
Correct. Mm. Not just the
college. And there is to be such a tough competition for them. I mean, they have to write the exam in the state level, mm-hmm. and they have to clear. Then only they used to get selected.
Oh, okay.
And each and every group of children, those who are coming, boys and girls, those who are coming from each state, mm-hmm. they used to have one lady teacher and one man teacher to look after them.
Mm-hmm.
Separately.
Mm-hmm.
And they also used to come. So from each and every state, from all over India, they used to get selected.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we were the privileged one, the students, those who are Swami students. So we used to also join. And it has been such a wonderful time. And, you know, Swami used to interact with the students. And so every student evening, they used to have the chance of reading the summary. After the summary reading is over, sometimes Swami is to ask one of the guest speakers to speak before his discourse. Then after that, of course, Swami himself used to give the discourses, followed by many of the days we used to have some cultural program.
Mm.
And after finishing all these things, when you go back to the hostel, many of the days again Swami is to come for dinner session also. So practically, the entire month, it goes on like that. And towards the end, I think just 2-3 days prior to the conclusion of summer course, one thing Swami used to do is that Swami used to get clothes stitched for all the students, all the participants. He used to call the tailor. Yes. He used to call the tailor because, of course, for the girls, Swami used to distribute sarees. For the boys, it used to be, Swami used to give dhotis as well as, not kurtas actually, the shirt.
Okay.
For the tailors, Swami used to call the tailors separately, mm-hmm. and they'll be stitching clothes for all the students in there. And on the final day, we'll be, exams used to be there. After that, on the final day, Swami used to, whoever cleared the examination, Swami himself used to give the certificate. That was the thing. So, every time, that is, if you can clear 3 exams, the 3rd certificate will be signed by Swami himself. Oh. That is the diploma in Satsai education.
Okay. Yeah.
So, if you can clear 3 of the summer course. So, we used to have every time, Swami himself, I still fondly remember how Swami, see, more than any certificate in our life, this is the greatest certificate. If you can get something from Swami's hand,
signed by Swami.
What more you want in life? And I fondly remember that, how Swami used to distribute the certificate. And another beautiful part of summer course is, of course, the photograph.
Okay.
Group-wise, we used to have photograph sessions one of the days just before concluding, and the final day, of course, Swami is to bless everybody. And Swami is to, immediately after summer course, Swami is to come out to Parthi.
Mm-hmm.
So Swami will ask, whoever wants to come to Parthi, they can come. So boys is to give name, especially those who have come from outside India. Buses used to be arranged, and we used to, on the way, we used to halt at Muddenhalli.
Mm-hmm.
And there we used to have our lunch before going to Parthi.
Mm-hmm.
So that is how those were the days, that the entire concept of summer course, It was so interesting that the thing is, no, we had the best of scholars.
Mm.
Swami did not, if a topic is given like Ramayana, before itself they used to choose the topic. For that particular year, summer course, it will be Ramayana, sometimes it used to be Bhagavatam,
right.
Sometimes it used to be Upanishad. Ramayana enrolled means Swami used to invite scholars from all over India. That is the first time I have heard that Ramayanam in Assamese. Ramayanam, of course, we have heard this Tulasidas,
right.
Ramayanam. From Kerala, we have the Tunjat Eluthachan's Ramayanam.
Okay.
In Tamil, we have Kamba Ramayanam.
Mm.
Like that, so many different varieties of Ramayanam, that is the only time we came to know that so many different versions of Ramayanas are there. And we had the great privilege of each expert speaking on them. So it has been, Swami blessed us with such a wonderful proximity, as well as this is food for the soul and food for the body, because food for the body, that was the best possible food that 1 month we could. Like a loving mother, you know how Swami takes care of things.
Right.
He used to feed us and fruits and what not. My God, it has been... And every day we used to have sweets and sweets in the form of Swami's discourse, as well as, of course, the regular physical sweets. And the Swami used to take good care of us in such a wonderful... so many such fond memories. Then sometimes, you know, Swami used to give exclusive session only for the students.
Okay.
Where Swami used to call and talk about his school days and childhood days. And those were the time when Swami used to create, once he created a replica of a crystal swan with a diamond studded. It seems Swami narrated the story of Nala and Damayanti from
right.
the Mahabharata.
Mm.
And as the story goes, it is that swan which was responsible for making Damayanti and Nala meet.
Mm.
So that swan became a part and parcel of their life. And when this swan died, it seems Nala, in fond memory of this particular swan, Nala presented Damayanti with a crystal swan, something like a pendant.
Mm.
With studded with all the diamonds. And Swami created and showed it to everyone. See, more than the creation, what I enjoyed was, after showing to everyone, Swami just held it in front of us in his hand, and he just simply threw it towards us. It was not there. That way, so beautifully he used to, every time like that, no, we used to wait for the last day.
Mm.
That was something, really the icing on the cake.
Right. It's very beautiful. Even as you narrate, of course, the summer courses which you described were of the 70s, and this was the first summer course which started after a long gap, only
yes.
for the university students.
Yes.
And even then, we can relate to some of the things that you say, because even when we were students in 2000, we used to wait for that last discourse.
That's correct.
You know, in 2000, that last discourse was on Swami's
absolutely
childhood.
Yes.
You know, how fond memories we have of that. You know, that's the beauty. In our program, we stick to the discourses. So going by only the discourses, it seems to be such a heavy period of study.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And... the beauty of the discourse, see, one thing probably Swami finishes his discourse and of course he will go for a drive.
Right.
So that we will have enough time to get back to the hostel and wait for dinner. You know, immediately when we are waiting for dinner, many people, they don't know that there is another session which goes on.
Okay.
Privately. Swami comes back to the Vrindavan,
mm-hmm.
then inside... Swami is to stand
okay.
and Swami is to ask, how was the discourse? And I still remember Dr. Bhagavantam used to be there, because those were the days Dr. Bhagavantam used to translate Swami's discourse.
Mm.
Then the other people who used to be there is Chella Subbaraidu,
okay.
who was the former health and education minister, I think, if I correctly remember. He is one person who used to be very, very frank with Swami, and he used to ask such questions. It was a really feast for us. We used to wait there and hear how Swami used to answer them. Then another person was Professor Nakulsen, a great learned scholar.
Former governor of Goa.
And he was an adept in Bhagavad Gita and Sanskrit. And amazing the way in which he used to ask question to Swami. But Swami, in Bhagavad Gita you have said this. And how you can narrate this. It is a wonderful thing to watch how Swami is to,
Right.
And so many additional information about this. Swami said, of course, I did not mention this point. And Swami is to give us that extra insight into what he talked about. In fact, that informal session were more lively.
Lovely.
Very beautiful, sir. I think coming back to this series, 1990,
yes,
as you were saying, that Swami had a theme for every summer course. The summer course is a very beautiful theme, in the sense the theme is human existence itself. The way Swami has progressed from the gross to the subtle, Swami started speaking about culture, which is nothing but a combination of men and women, a society. Then Swami came to the human body.
Yes.
From the human body, Swami went on to the senses. Then senses to the mind, from the mind to the aspects of the mind, which is buddhi and ahankara, and then he went on to the other, more subtle aspects. Swami spoke about freedom. Then the last discourse was about practice and precept. And now it has come to ascent of man. You've covered all this, and now let us come to this. And in fact, interesting, the last discourse is about the Vedas.
Right.
So it's almost like the grand culmination of this series. And it's very, very profound. And even today, one of the listeners wrote back saying that we never knew that the series was so profound. And I think that's been our pleasure to go through this series. So this is the 15th discourse. We're starting it today. So shall we play the first clip?
Please.
And we will just go through what Swami says in that discourse after that.
Sure.
Maybe if you have any thoughts, we can share it.
Absolutely.
All together.
Seile, seile, viharatvai daivam. Seile, seile, viharat daivam. Vipine, vipine, vicharat daivam. Grame, grame, kyatam daivam. Daivam grame grame khyatam daivam nagare nagare pratamat daivam seile seile viharat daivam Vipine, vipine, vicharat daivam. Grame, grame, khyatam daivam. Nagare, nagare, pratamat daivam. Jati gauravambu. Jati gauravambu niti pai nilachunu niti lekayunna jati chadunu niti galgu jati Nijamaina jatira Vinudu Bharatiya virasutuda Jati gauravambu niti pai nilachunu నీతి లేకయున్న జాతి చెడును, నీతి గల్గు జాతి నిజమైన జాతిరా. వినుడు భారతీయ వీరసుతుడా. శైలే శైలే విహరదైవం, పర్వతముల యందు ఉన్నతమైన స్థాయి యందు ఉత్తేజమైన భావములతో ఉర్రూలతో నవ్వుతూ విహరించేటువంటిదంతా దైవమే.
ఇట్ ఈస్ గాడ్ హూ రిసైడ్స్ అండ్ రిజాయిసెస్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ద మౌంటన్స్ అండ్ హైలీ ఎలివేటెడ్ ప్లేసెస్ విత్ నోబుల్ ఐడియాస్ అండ్ లాఫ్టీ ఐడియల్స్.
విపినే విపినే విచరదైవం. అడవుల యందు ప్రశాంతమైన వాతావరణమునందు దివ్యమైనటువంటి యొక్క వినుభూతులు యందు చల్లని గాలుల యందు పిల్లని వాయువునందు విహరించేటువంటి ఈ దైవం.
దట్ విచ్ రిసైడ్స్ అండ్ అగైన్ ఎంజాయ్స్ ఇన్ ది ఫారెస్ట్ ఇన్ ఆల్ పీస్ఫుల్ ఎన్వైరన్మెంట్ ఇన్ ఆల్ డివైన్ ప్లేసెస్ ఇన్ ది కూల్ బ్రీజ్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అగైన్ గాడ్.
గ్రామమునందు మానవ తేజస్సుతో దివ్యమైన ప్రకాశముతో మానవత్వముతో అన్యోన్యతమైనటువంటి యొక్క అనుకూలతతో దివ్యమైనటువంటి వాతావరణము గడిపేటువంటి వాడు దైవమే.
ఇట్ ఈస్ గాడ్ హూ ప్రొవైడ్స్ ఎ సేక్రెడ్ అట్మాస్ఫియర్, ఎన్ అట్మాస్ఫియర్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ కోఆపరేషన్ అండ్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ విలేజ్ అండ్ ఇన్ ఆల్ రౌండ్ ద విలేజెస్.
పట్టణముల యందు అందచందములతో అనుకూల వాతావరణంతో దివ్యానుభూతులతో మానవులను వికసింపజేసి ప్రకటింపజేసి దివ్యమైనటువంటి యొక్క తత్వాన్ని వెదజల్లేటువంటి వాడు దైవమే.
ఇట్ ఈస్ గాడ్ అగైన్ హూ మేక్స్ ఆల్ ద బ్యూటీ ద చార్మ్ అండ్ ఆల్ ద ఫెసిలిటీస్ ఆల్ ద స్ప్లెండరస్ లస్టర్ విచ్ ఇస్ అవైలబుల్ ఇన్ ద సిటీస్ అండ్ మేక్స్ పీపుల్ ఎంజాయ్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ బ్లిస్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ అగైన్ లాఫ్టీ ఐడియల్స్ అండ్ ప్లెజర్స్.
కర్ణాటక దేశమనందు మల్లమ్మ అనేటువంటి ఆమె చక్కగా దైవాన్ని దివ్యస్వరూపమైనటువంటి సర్వంతర్యామి తత్వాన్ని ప్రకటింపచేసింది.
మల్లమ్మ ఇన్ ద ల్యాండ్ ఆఫ్ కర్ణాటక డిక్లేర్డ్ అండ్ షోడ్ గాడ్ ఇన్ వేరియస్ వేస్ ఆఫ్
నీలింగ నైదిలియ శృంగార ఊరింగ ఆగరవ శృంగార గగనకె చంద్రమన శృంగార సముద్రకె అలయే శృంగార. కొలలకు తామర పుష్పమే శృంగారం.
ఇట్ ఈస్ ది లోటస్ విచ్ లెండ్స్ గ్లామర్ అండ్ బ్యూటీ టు ద పాండ్.
గ్రామములకు గృహములే శృంగారము.
ఇట్ ఈస్ ది హౌసెస్ విచ్ లెండ్ స్ప్లెండర్ అండ్ బ్యూటీ టు ద విలేజ్.
సముద్రములకు తెరలే శృంగారము, తరంగములే శృంగారము.
ఇట్ ఈస్ ది వేవ్స్ విచ్ మేక్ ది ఓషన్ లుక్ బ్యూటిఫుల్.
ఆకాశమునకు చంద్రుడే శృంగారము.
ఇట్ ది మూన్ విచ్ లెండ్స్ బ్యూటీ టు ద ఎంటైర్ స్కై.
సర్వత్రా సౌందర్యవంతమైనటువంటి యొక్క శృంగారమే దైవ స్వరూపము.
ఇట్ ఈస్ ది స్ప్లెండరస్ బ్యూటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ విచ్ షైన్స్ ఎవ్రీవేర్.
కనుకనే ఉపనిషత్తులు సత్యం శివం సుందరం అని వర్ణిస్తూ వచ్చాయి.
దట్ ఈస్ వై ఉపనిషత్స్ హావ్ డిక్లేర్డ్ ట్రూత్ ఆస్పిషియస్నెస్ అండ్ బ్యూటీ ఆఫ్ ద ఆస్పెక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్.
మానవులకు మానవత్వమే శృంగారం.
For human beings, human nature itself is beauty.
Manava samajamulo pradhanamuga undavalasinatundi manavattvam.
What should remain in the human society is that human nature.
Enni vidyalu nerchina entati vaigyanikudaina entati padavulu nerina దానితో పాటు మానవత్వాన్ని కూడాను అభివృద్ధి గావించుకోవాలి.
వాట్ ఎవర్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ వన్ మైట్ హావ్ అక్వైర్డ్, వాట్ ఎవర్ సైంటిఫిక్ నాలెడ్జ్ వన్ మైట్ హావ్ అక్వైర్డ్, వాట్ ఎవర్ పవర్ అండ్ పొజిషన్ వన్ మే ఆక్యుపై, వన్ వుడ్ ఆల్సో హ్యావ్ దట్ హ్యూమన్ క్వాలిటీస్ అండ్ హ్యూమన్ నేచర్ ఇన్ హిమ్.
మానవత్వమును ఎంతెంత అభివృద్ధి గావించుకుందుమో సమాజము, రాజ్యము, దేశము కూడాను అంతంత అభివృద్ధి అవుతుంది.
ద సొసైటీ, ది కమ్యూనిటీ, నేషన్, ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ విల్ డెవలప్ ఓన్లీ వెన్ ది హ్యూమానిటీ డెవలప్స్ ద హ్యూమన్ నేచర్ అండ్ దోస్ క్వాలిటీస్ విచ్ మేక్ ఎ హ్యూమన్.
మానవత్వమే కోల్పోయిన సమాజం యొక్క గౌరవం కూడాను కోల్పోతుంది.
ఇఫ్ దట్ హ్యూమన్ నేచర్ ఇట్సెల్ఫ్ ఇస్ లాస్ట్, ది సొసైటీ లూజెస్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్.
సమాజంపై ఆధారపడినటువంటి దేశం కూడాను తన గౌరవాన్ని కోల్పోతుంది.
ద నేషన్ ఆల్సో విల్ లూజ్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్ రెప్యుటేషన్ అండ్ ఆనర్.
కనుక మానవ జాతి యొక్క గౌరవము నీతి నిజాతీలపై కూడినటువంటి మానవత్వాన్ని ఆధారపడి ఉంటుండాలి.
ద ఆనర్ అండ్ ది రెప్యుటేషన్ ఆఫ్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్ రెస్ట్ ఆన్ ద మొరాలిటీ.
ప్రేమ్, వెన్ ఐ వాజ్ లిస్నింగ్ టు స్వామి సింగ్ దట్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ పోయిమ్ ఫ్రమ్ భజగోవిందం, ఐ వాజ్ జస్ట్ ఇమాజినింగ్ దట్ స్వామి వుడ్ బి వాకింగ్ త్రూ హిస్ క్రియేషన్ అండ్ జస్ట్ ఎంజాయింగ్ హౌ హీ క్రియేటెడ్ దట్. అండ్ ఇట్స్ సో బ్యూటిఫుల్ హౌ హీ డిస్క్రైబ్స్ ఈచ్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద క్రియేషన్, ద బ్యూటిఫుల్ స్కై స్క్రేపర్స్, ద బ్యూటిఫుల్ మౌంటైన్స్, ద రివర్స్ అండ్ ద వ్యాలీస్, అండ్ హౌ హిస్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ క్రియేషన్ టుక్ ప్లేస్. అండ్ ఇమీడియట్లీ హీ కమ్స్ డౌన్ టు ద పాయింట్ దట్ ది ఎంటైర్ హ్యూమన్ రేస్ ఈస్ ద ఫౌండేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎంటైర్ హ్యూమన్ రేస్ ఈస్ మోరల్స్. Without morals, the human race doesn't exist. That's what Swami has told in his particular poem, which followed the Bhajagovindam Shlokam. And so beautifully Swami is narrating how in Kannada that Mallamma from the state of Karnataka,
right,
how she was describing how the lotus is an ornament for the lake, how houses are the ornaments for villages. At this point of time, I am just reminded of a beautiful incident that happened in Kodaikanal.
Okay.
In 2005. Swami had the... Swami always sent boys for boating. And there is a beautiful lake in front of Swami's residence.
Right.
And it was always filled with blue lotuses.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw this particular line, I was just reminded of that incident.
Okay.
It's a bit funny incident, but it strikes a big message to all of us. In all my innocence and the love for Swami, when we were sent for boating, I thought Swami likes flowers and it will be nice if I can offer a few flowers to Swami, these blue lotuses. And just while going for boating, I just plucked out 3-4 flowers. And during the afternoon session before Swami, we saw Swami, I wanted to draw Swami's attention to that. And I kept a big jug of water and I put all these lotuses in that, just right in front of Swami's door. So, with the intention that as soon as Swami opens the door, he should see that. So, nevertheless, Swami had come. As soon as he opened the door, he told, "Yavarra teeskochari idi?" who got this? Then, I didn't have any other option to get up. So I got up and told Swami, "Nene tiskochanu meekosam Swami."
Got it for you.
I had to face the music. And Swami told, "Neekanta papam ra, papam." And then slowly I started to understand the gravity of the situation. Then he started explaining lovingly.
Okay.
"Chudu, this is supposed to be in water. ఈ లోటస్ ఇంకా విచ్చుకోలేదు. దిస్ హాస్ నాట్ ఎట్
బ్లాసమ్డ్.
ద సేమ్ వర్డ్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ బీయింగ్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ హియర్ స్వామి హ్యాడ్ నరేటెడ్ దట్ డే. ద లోటస్ ఈజ్ ద బ్యూటీ ఫర్ వాటర్. సో ద ఒరిజినల్ పొజిషన్ ఆఫ్ ద ఇట్స్ రైట్ ప్లేస్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ద వాటర్. సో నెవర్ డూ దిస్ అగైన్. అండ్
ఐ విల్ జస్ట్ స్టాప్ యూ హియర్ గణేష్. సంథింగ్ సిమిలర్ టు దట్ హ్యాపెన్ ఇన్ మై లైఫ్ ఆల్సో. It was my birthday.
Okay, sir.
So that was the time when, you know, the Sarvadharma Stupa that is
huh.
here.
Huh.
around that, at that time, there used to be a big pond.
Mm.
And a lot of lotuses used to be there.
Okay.
So I had plucked one huge, full bloomed. Now he cannot complain that it's not fully. So I had brought this lotus. And I was holding in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then Swami looked at me and said, "Hey, enduku teeskonachavu? Why did you pluck that and bring it? Akkada neello untene baagundundi. If it had been there in water, it would look nice." I said, "Swami, if you hold it in your hand, it will look more beautiful, Swami." Luckily, I saved myself that
day. I didn't have words to say to myself.
You know, even sometimes when you look from that angle, even these flowers, they really feel, I think, fulfillment in their life when they get a chance to offer themselves in God's hand. When God has taken birth, imagine for how many, there are innumerable number of flowers all over the world.
Yes.
At least few of them, if they get a chance to be held in Swami's hand, what more, I am sure that definitely I will not get the sin because that flower would have thanked me.
But Swami thinks otherwise.
Even as you say that, I'm reminded of what one of our lecturers once told. Of course, it's got nothing to do with the flower.
Yeah.
After his education, when he wanted to stay back here and serve Swami, anywhere where Swami chooses. And you know, sir, Swami will never say that, yeah, you stay back.
Mm-hmm.
No, Swami would always say, no, you go serve your parents. Mm-hmm. No, you take up a job. So he had a conversation with his father. And the father told him, what is your problem? You want Swami to tell you what to do. And Swami is telling you to go.
Mm-hmm.
Then why are you saying that, no, you will stay back?
Mm-hmm.
So he was in a fix because you are, in a technical sense, disobeying Swami when you want Swami to guide you. But you personally know that Swami is just testing you.
Mm-hmm.
So the answer which he gave was very nice. And for some reason, I'm finding a parallel with what you were telling, sir. Because he told his father, see, Swami will never ask for anything.
Correct.
Swami will always like things to be the way it is meant to be and the way it is. Swami will never force things to happen. Swami will never come and tell you, give me your life. You serve me all your life.
Yes.
We should say that, Swami, this is something which I want. This is very dear to me. I want to do this. And please permit me.
Yes.
You know, that is exactly what you're saying. That, you know, Swami would, given a chance, Swami would say, the flower is happy in the water. Flower is happy in the bush. In fact, one of my seniors were telling that one of the first few students who joined Swami's college, there was no concept of darshan that time. So he just went up to Swami and he thought, let's see what, we'll just go and meet Swami in old Vrindavan. So he went up and apparently he thought, why go to Swami with an empty hand? Why don't we take some flower and offer it to Swami? So he went and bought a rose from outside the gate. Somebody was selling a flower there. So he went up to Swami and he gave Swami, he was very happy. Swami took the flower and then Swami asked, where did you get this flower from? He said, Swami, I bought it from this shop outside. Then Swami said, why you have to buy? There's so many flowers in the garden. So he said, okay, Swami. So next day he went for darshan. He plucked one of the flowers from the garden there and went up to Swami. And Swami was very sweetly, he said, oh, for me you've got and took it. And then Swami, today, where did you get it from? So he said, Swami, from I got it from the garden. Then Swami very sweetly told him, see, this flower is looking beautiful on the in the bush itself, right? And the plant itself was looking nice. So immediately this boy's face fell and he felt that, you know, Swami was not happy with him. Swami said, see, but you also want to give me something, right? Then Swami said, okay, we'll strike a deal. Tomorrow onwards you come, when you come for darshan, you look at Swami, you look at the flower. You look at Swami, you look at the flower. I will accept the offering.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
You know, I think in a subtle way what Swami has done through whatever he has told in this discourse, whatever he has done with us, is that appreciation of nature and its beauty.
Absolutely. Yes.
That seems to be a very essential thing even to have devotion to God.
I think it is mainly what I think Swami was mentioning is, in each and everything, see God. Whether it is in the mountain or in the forest. And in everything, literally what like the Rudram says, Sarvo vai Rudraha tasmai Rudraya namo astu. Everything indeed is verily God, and therefore I salute the Lord who is present in each and everything. I think that is the concept, the first part of the discourse what Swami is mentioning. And further he goes on to say that when he says that even so many different aspect beauty, and ultimately it he boils down to, and he brings the point that manavatvam for the human being is the most beautiful thing. Because the human values are the bedrock, or the it is the basic criteria to be called a human being. Like, for example, fire is there. When fire is there, if the very nature, the quality of the fire is to burn.
Right.
If it doesn't have that quality of burning, you cannot call it fire anymore. Suppose there is the glass of water here. If, what is the nature of water? It flows. When I am taking it in a glass and if I am trying to drink, if it doesn't flow, I cannot call it water. Probably I may call it ice. But it is a different quality of it. So, if fire cannot be called fire, if it doesn't have the quality of burning, similarly water cannot be called water if it cannot flow, then what is the quality of a human being? If that humanness or manavatvam is not there in him, can we still call him a human being? If fire cannot be called fire, if it cannot burn, man alone can be called man, even if he doesn't have that manavatva in him. That is why I think Swami, some other time he has beautifully says, Iroju akara manavude kani achara manavudu kadu, he says. The human beings, we look them only as in the human form, but not by their
practices.
By their practice.
Behavior.
And I think that is the time when Swami so beautifully, see, whatever Swami says, it is something amazing he says. Today's literate man is called in Sanskrit Sakshara. The person is called Sakshara, is a literate man, learned man. Then Swami beautifully says, if he doesn't have the human qualities, humanness in him, then he became directly opposite of that. Sakshara. You read it from the other side, Rakshasa. You become a real demon.
Beautiful.
So that is how Swami's, and with such small example, Swami drives home the point so beautifully.
Even going back to that nature, Swami was telling every aspect of nature, Swami says God shines here, God glows in beauty in this. I think one of the Guru Purnima discourses, Swami said, always you go to a guru for mantra. We all seeking mantras from Swami. Swami says, today I'm going to give you a panchakshari mantra. He says, you have heard of ashtaksharis and all, I'm going to give you a panchakshari mantra. Swami says, this is the mantra. Keep repeating it. Devudu unnadu.
Beautiful.
He said, this is the mantra. And when Swami is telling this, if you see all these aspects of nature, and if you don't think that God is there, you know, aren't you missing something?
Correct.
Beautiful. And I think Swami also recited a small Telugu poem in between, which is not translated, I think.
In that particular poem, Swami was mentioning about the basis and the foundation for the entire human race is niti or moral. Okay. Morals are the most important aspects of to make a human race.
Okay.
Without bereft of morals, there is no human race at all.
Right.
That is the summary of that Telugu poem,
right,
which Swami had told. And it's when Swami is telling that be it a reputed scholar or an eminent scientist or an administrator,
right,
the basic underlying principle that everybody should have is manavatva. At this point of time, I am reminded of a beautiful interview we had with H.J. Dora. He was a former Director General of Police for Andhra Pradesh.
Right.
And he was also an ardent devotee of Swami. Everybody is afraid of police people. So we asked him this question that, see, how do you do your duty? You will have to face so many situations in your work life.
Right.
You will have to have a lathi charge conducted against a group of ruffians.
Mm-hmm.
You will have to take care of people who are following the right path. And then DIG so beautifully he put it, see, Swami's principles have driven me so in the right direction. I don't see the mistake, I don't see the person in the wrong way. If I have to conduct a lathi charge against a group of ruffians, I think that it is the mistake that is important, not the persons who are conducting the, committing the mistake. And so beautifully you put that only Swami's values, what Swami has taught me, that is the one which is driving me to do my duty properly. And that particular human nature which he has developed, listening to Swami's discourses and interacting with Swami, that has helped him do his duty in a perfect way.
I think that is one thing which Swami has taught us. In the sense, Swami has always reiterated, you know, whenever he said Prema Swarupulara, Divyatma Swarupulara, he said that this is the essence.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you are otherwise, whatever evil qualities you are carrying, these are all not part of you.
Mm-hmm.
So even while treating, dealing with a criminal, in fact you were talking about Mr. Dhora, Ms. Charu Sinha, who is also, I think, another very high placed police official, Swami's devotee, even she was saying that, you know, the kind of criminals they have to deal with, you lose hope in humanity. That's what she was saying. That, you know, the kind of crimes people can commit. She was saying this particular message of Swami. Swami said, hate the sin and not the sinner. He said, that has helped us so much because now you begin seeing the person as Swami says, he is divine. Human people are divine.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever qualities you are carrying with you, which is not in tune with that divinity, is something which is not part of you. And that is how you have to treat that person.
Mm-hmm. That's why Swami beautifully tells that this avatar has come not for punishing anyone. Otherwise, none of us would have been left. It is just to transform people that Swami has taken this avatar.
Right.
That samskarana is what Swami has always been talking about.
And that we've seen, sir, definitely agree, the different ways in which Swami does it. Sometimes speaking lovingly, sometimes...
Absolutely.
Putting it as bitterly as possible and sometimes not speaking at all. Should we go to the next clip? There's another 8-minute clip.
Yes.
We'll go to that.
Inadu vidyarthulu poshinchukovalasinatundi manavatvame.
What the students have to foster today is that human nature.
Ee manavattam annadi oka adhyatmika vatavaranam nandu maatrame abhivruddhi kagaladu.
This human nature and human qualities can develop only in an environment of spirituality.
Anya vatavaranam landu ee manavattam abhivruddhi avutaku avakasam ledu.
In other environments, it will not be able to grow and foster and develop.
Vittanam mattilo naati neeru posinappude adi mokkai ruchavai phalamu landistundi.
Only when you sow the seed in earth, it sprouts and becomes a tree, gives fruits and flowers.
Attu kaka bijamunu oka tinnulo petti neeru poste idi kullipothundi.
On the other hand, if you put a seed inside a tin and pour water, it becomes rotten and gets spoiled.
Kanaka neeti nijayithulu annatundi manavata hrudayamulandu maatrame abhivruddhi avutaku avakasam unnadi.
In the same way, morality and integrity can grow and develop in human hearts.
Manava samajamulo manam abhivruddhi gavinchukovalasinatundi manavattame.
It is this human quality which has to be developed in human society.
Itti manavatvaniki sadgunamulaku aadharamu moolamu neeti.
It is the morality which is the basis for developing all the virtues which you call human qualities.
Neeti anaga nadate yokka paripurnataye neeti.
It is the fullness and perfection of human behavior which is morality.
The nita aneetvanti sanskrita padam nundi aavirbhavinchinatvanti the neeti.
The word neeti, morality, has taken its origin from the root word miti from Sanskrit.
Bhoga bhagyamulu kani, siri sampadalu kani, miti padine aadharapadi untunnavi.
Whatever pleasures, enjoyments and comforts which man enjoys, they are essentially based upon
niti,
morality.
Manavuni unnata sthayiki gurupoyetuvantidi.
It is immorality alone which can take man to the highest place.
Manchi nadatato koodinatvantide neethi.
Morality is associated with good behavior.
Ee vidhamainatvanti nadatanu gurinchiye manavattamu anadi kaalamu nundi prabodhistu vastunnadi.
It is from right from ancient days, the fact that morality is very important has been taught
in kaalamu nundi. అన్ని దేశములకు ఆధ్యాత్మిక సంపత్తితో నీతి నిజాయితీలను బోధించినటువంటి దేశం భారతదేశము.
ఇట్ ఈస్ భారత్ విచ్ హాస్ గివన్ లెసన్స్ ఇన్ మొరాలిటీ అండ్ ఇన్ స్పిరిచువాలిటీ టు ఆల్ ద కంట్రీస్ ఆఫ్ ద వరల్డ్ రైట్ ఫ్రమ్ ఏన్షియన్ డేస్.
నీతి నిజాయితీలే భగవంతుని సత్య నిలయాలు.
ఇట్ ఈస్ మొరాలిటీ అండ్ ఇంటిగ్రిటీ విచ్ ఆర్ ద టెంపుల్స్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ వేర్ గాడ్ డ్వెల్స్.
కనుక నీతియే లేకుండినా మానవ జాతియే కోల్పోతుంది.
ఇఫ్ దెర్ ఇస్ నో మొరాలిటీ ద హ్యుమానిటీ విల్ కమ్ టు రూయిన్.
ఈనాడు దేశములకు అవసరమైనది ఈ నీతియే.
వాట్ ది కంట్రీ నీడ్స్ టుడే ఈజ్ దిస్ మొరాలిటీ.
ఈ నీతి అన్నటువంటిది అన్ని సమయమందు సర్వత్రా కూడాను అత్యవసరంగా పాటించవలసినటువంటిది.
మొరాలిటీ ఈజ్ సచ్ విచ్ హ్యాస్ టు బి ప్రాక్టీస్డ్ బై ఎవ్రీవన్ అండర్ ఆల్ సర్కమ్స్టాన్సెస్ అట్ ఆల్ టైమ్స్ అండ్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ప్లేసెస్.
మార్షల్ పోప్ అనేటువంటి వాడు ఈ నీతిని గురించి యుద్ధ సమయమునందు కూడాను ప్రాణాపాయ సమయమునందు కూడాను ఎట్టి కఠినమైనటువంటి స్థితి అనేది కూడాను తమ నీతిని మాత్రం విసర్జించకూడదని బోధించాడు.
మార్షల్ పోప్ హ్యాస్ టాట్ దట్ అండర్ ఎనీ సర్కమ్స్టాన్సెస్, whether it is in the battlefield, even at the cost of losing one's own life, one has to observe morality.
Victoria Rani paripalana samayam nandu,
in the reign of Queen Victoria,
ataniki pradhana mantri ainatvanti William Gladstone ainatvanti vadu neethi nijayithilanu lakshyam nanduchukoni sarvakalamu endukudunu dani dani poshinchutu vacheatvanti vadu.
The prime minister at that time always fostered this morality and integrity and saw to it that everyone practiced it.
That was a small clip, but a 4 minutes clip. At least I have not heard these names before. Marshall Pope and William Gladstone. But again, the emphasis is on morality. Swami is going back to that emphasis. And you know, the way Swami compared the seed and the conditions in which the seed is allowed to sprout, the seed being humaneness or the, you know, inherent divinity, and morality in society being the right condition for that seed to sprout. You know, however potent the seed might be, it definitely does need the conditions to grow in.
At this point of time, I'm just reminded of a beautiful incident that happened in district Karimnagar district.
Okay.
There was a criminal who had murdered his wife and children, and he had become mentally insane.
Okay.
So he was taken into custody and he was given life imprisonment. And the Sai organization in Karimnagar, they had a habit of going to the central jail and serving the prisoners and conducting camps for them, medical camps and rehabilitation and counseling for all those prisoners. So as a part of that process, this particular prisoner, he was attracted towards what these people were telling.
Okay.
And then he took up one small aspect of what these people were telling. He was given the duty of writing thought for the day in the jail. And he was sent one slip a day, and he was supposed to write it on the board. Within a year, after he finished writing 365 days of thought for the day, he such an amount of transformation went in him that after the completion of that year, again the court called him, and his life imprisonment was reduced to just 3 years of imprisonment.
Mm-hmm.
And in the coming 2 years, such a transformation he had brought about in not only in himself but also in the prisoners all around him. Now he is a very active member of Sai organization.
Mm-hmm.
And he does a lot of seva in Swami's activities. That's how when Swami was talking about the environment required to develop those human qualities, what amount of transformation that spiritual environment can bring about in you.
Mm-hmm.
This is a beautiful example.
I think that is the reason why that Swami is conducting these summer courses for the children.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we see that all these moral values, it can grow only in a fertile soil of spirituality. So in order to inculcate that spirituality in them, see, all Swami prescribe all these sadhana and other things.
Mm-hmm.
And unless these things are there, it will all go in vain. So it is very, very essential that we prepare the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, Swami, I think, he went on insisting on that, that we have to develop the values within us, because morality is the basis for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because many times Swami also has said, as students know, the end of education is the character.
Mm-hmm.
Swami has said the character is like when somebody remarked this 3/4 of life, Swami said, no, character is the entire life itself. Swami had given so much of importance for the character. So, and Swami also, I think the previous part of the clip, Swami also said that, in fact, if you really wanted to see how developed a nation, Swami says, you should look at the individual, how much of manavatvam he has developed. In fact, to really bring, Swami always says, no, if you want to really bring change in the world, it should start with the individual. Whatever change you want to see in the world, first you bring about the change within you. When there is change within you, you can really get your family, slowly it can spread to your family, through the family to the society, through the society to the nation, and ultimately to the world. So I think the main basis for all these values, when we start putting into practice, and the Swami very often used to say, see, I am not asking you to follow all the values. You take at least one value. When you start practicing that one single value, all the other values will be added onto you. Everything is interrelated actually. Because one value, if you just hold on to that, rest of all the other values will automatically will come to you. Swami says, for example, Swami, how he beautifully says is Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema, Himsa. Swami says, words, or love practiced through words, that right. is actually truth, Swami says. Love practiced in action is the real dharma. Then love in understanding is peace. Like that, Swami beautifully says that Swami has simplified the whole spirituality. Even actually when you go through the Upanishads and other things, whatever they describe, with such high philosophy also, Swami brings down to our level, and with simple stories and anecdotes, how Swami beautifully he puts it, so that the entire point, it goes in deep into our heart, we also try to practice them in our life.
You know, when you look at this particular, it's a very profound statement that Swami is saying here, because Swami is saying that morality can grow in an individual only in a spiritual surrounding.
Mm.
And almost, it's almost the culmination of this whole series.
Mm.
Where, you know, when you talk of spiritual progress, it's such an intangible thing. It's you can never know, and it's only for the person to judge, and maybe the guru or Swami can judge it. But if you want to see how it will show up in society, how it will be useful in society, its only way is when it shows up as morality in society.
Absolutely.
That is the spiritual index even. Mm. It's not just the moral index of the country, but even the spiritual index of a land or a country. Mm. And that is why Swami is, and so beautifully Swami is connecting the two. Because entire series has been on, you are not the body,
yes.
you are not the mind, you are the Atman, and you cannot be harmed. And now Swami is saying that, I'm giving you all this spiritual thing because at the end of the day, you have to be good, see good, do good. And that's what Swami says,
yes.
help ever, hurt never. And I think we want spirituality to be so complex that help ever and hurt never, we don't want to take it at face value.
Yes.
So Swami goes through the entire thing and explaining everything. Swami is saying, at the end of the day, you have to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Don't harm anybody. Don't, you know, be greedy. Don't be selfish. So I think it's time, sir. Thank you very much for being on the show, sir.
Thank you. Hopefully
we'll have you in the future also. And thank you, Ganesh, for joining me.
Thank you.
So dear listeners, it's 8:30 and it's very surprising how time flies by when you're listening to Swami's words. And this week too, it's been the same experience for us. So on behalf of all of us here, on behalf of Vednarayan sir from the higher secondary school at Puttaparthi and Ganesh, my colleague, I offer this effort of ours at Swami's lotus feet. In a short while from now, you'll be joined by Brother Vishu for the last segment of the day, Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. Thank you for being with us. Jai Sai Ram.